This is Dr. Chad Edwards, and you are listening to podcast number 22 of Against the Grain. Are you tired and fatigued? Are you frustrated with doctors because they just don't seem to listen? Do you want to fix your pain without surgery? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then we are the clinic for you. We offer prolotherapy, PRP or platelet-rich plasma therapy, and stem cell injections, IV nutritional therapies, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and functional medicine to get you back on track to optimal health. Call our clinic at 918-935-3636 or visit our website at www.revolutionhealth.org to schedule your appointment today.
Welcome to Against the Grain podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards, where he challenges the status quo when it comes to medicine. We get into hot topics in the medical field with real stories from real patients to help you on your way to a healthy lifestyle. Get ready, because we're about to go against the grain.
Hey, this is Brad. My name is not Brad, just FYI. You know, it's tough to say your name.
I know.
Right out of the gate. My name is Brian Wilkes. Today I'm joined by Dr. Chad Edwards. This guy believes, sitting next to me, my good friend Dr. Chad Edwards, that 80% of medical recommendations are crap, technically speaking, right?
Right.
He is the author of Revolutionize Your Health with Customized Supplements, and he served in the U.S. Army for 23 years. I only thought you were 25, so that's a, you know, it's interesting. As both an enlisted soldier and as an officer and as a physician, he graduated from the medical school at Oklahoma State University. He is the founder of RevolutionHealth.org and the Against the Grain podcast. How are you doing today, Chad?
Man, I am, number one, I'm glad it's Friday.
Yeah.
Number two, I'm glad you're back.
I am back. And wouldn't it be nice to have a host that could talk on an actual podcast?
Well, we're still praying for that.
We've got a special guest today. You want to introduce our guest?
Yes. So this is, she's no stranger to the podcast. Mm-hmm. We've had her before, and we are so fortunate to have her back.
She's amazing.
And she knows, she has forgotten more about skin health and skin care than I think I ever knew.
Yeah. And she's got good skin. I would say better, at least 10 times better than like you or I, for example.
That's
or Marshall,
exactly right.
For sure. Yeah.
That's because she takes better care of her skin than all three of us combined.
Yeah, I get it.
So the one and only Sue Gaskell.
Sue, hey guys.
Hi, Sue.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
So we're coming up, you know, it's almost the end of March. We're, you know, not well into spring, but we're in spring.
Right.
So we're coming up on, you know, in Oklahoma, people want to start getting sun and the sun, you know, everything's going to start getting warmer and all of those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So we thought it was important to talk about the health of your skin as it relates to sun exposure. And Brian, what do you do when the sun is bad and you're going to be outside? And
well, I've got a consortium of Speedos that I wear. I've got a yellow Speedo and I've got a red Speedo. I don't do sunscreen, though.
I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth.
What do you think, Sue? You think that's the truth? It's not the truth. Actually, you can't, if for those people that are listening, you can't see me, but I'm rather pale, okay? And for most of my life, I've kind of struggled to kind of keep protected in the sun. When I go on vacation, I'm the guy that just kind of stays under the umbrella. At least I try to, right? But I've always kind of wondered, like, what is the best practice, right? Because you read a lot of stuff, and I guess the point of today is for a guy like me that needs to protect. I assume everyone needs to protect their skin. Right?
Everybody needs to be protected. Yeah. And in reality, everybody needs to be protected 100% of the time.
Right.
80% of the exposure that we get to our skin comes in through a window. Doesn't actually happen when you're sitting out in the sun.
A window.
In through a window.
Wow.
So
get rid of windows.
Or put on some sunscreen.
That's
the takeaway. In the podcast, no windows. Y'all have a good day, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. We're done.
Yeah.
Backing up just 1 second. So I think in the podcast that we did in the past, where we were talking about the generalized skincare, is clinical promotes, and I 100% agree with them, on a 4-step process to protecting your skin. And so you're going to have to go back and listen to that podcast. But the 4th step is
protection,
protecting your skin. So, you know, a lot of our patients that hear this, and of course, we've been bombarded with, we need to protect our skin from the sun. And so we're going to go get a bunch of sunscreen. And so we should all just rush out and grab the banana boat spray on stuff, because that's convenient and it's easy for everybody.
Don't tell me that stuff's bad, because I couldn't live life with my children. I've got two kids, as you know, young children. And you remember the lotion you used to have to put on them. Now you just spray it. It's like a spray tan.
Yeah, it's easy.
It's easy.
It's easy.
But don't tell me it's bad.
Actually, it is.
Oh, end the show. No windows. No spray. I mean, this is ridiculous.
We can't end it there.
Okay, let's keep going. Why is it bad?
So tell us why that's bad.
Well, most of the sunscreens that you see out in your drugstores, the general marketplace, they're made with chemical sunscreen ingredients. Mm-hmm. The chemical sunscreen ingredients do a good job as a sunscreen, but once the sun hits them, they undergo a chemical process that has a byproduct that's toxic to us. So yes, they keep us from getting a sunburn, but they leave behind a toxic chemical that then is very harmful for us. So for those people that you hear say that they are very sensitive to sunscreens, the problem is that they're sensitive to that byproduct of a chemical sunscreen, and in reality it's harmful for every single last one of us.
What is in the spray that makes it, I assume it's like a hairspray type of mixture with lotion, you know, for just an average guy. I haven't really checked the ingredients.
Well, so probably they have some alcohol in it. It depends on the manufacturer of what the ingredients are. But what you're looking for in any given sunscreen, you don't care what the propellant is so much, unless you're worried about the environment, and then you care about the propellant having carbon fluorocarbons in them. But beyond that, you don't really care about the ingredients except for the sunscreen ingredients. But the other thing that I think is a fallacy is you look at the sunscreens that are in the drugstore and they say they're a sunscreen and they got antioxidants and they got all this stuff in them, but really should be good for your skin. But the other problem is the chemical actually kills all of the other active ingredients. So all you get is chemical. And then again, the chemical undergoes the chemical transformation when it's hit by the sun and has a bad byproduct.
Interesting.
Exactly. So now with this stuff, so if you spray this stuff on and you get sun exposure, you got this stuff, can't we just go wash that off?
Actually, no, because it's absorbed into your skin and it's now become systemic.
So you can have an effect to your organs, your brain, your nervous system, you know, all of those things are potential targets for the toxin.
They are. Okay. Every single last one of them.
Okay. We can't just abandon.
No, actually, we believe in protection. I mean, that's one of the steps that we tell everybody to do. Take protection. So then when you look at your sunscreen ingredients, what you're looking for as an ingredient or as ingredients is zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. There is another option. I mean, some companies, and that would be us included, do use a chemical in their sunscreen. But what we do is we microencapsulate the chemical we use in a capsule too large to be absorbed. So then when the sunscreen chemical undergoes its chemical change, all of that's caught in a capsule that you then wash off the next time you take a shower.
Interesting. Interesting. So let's be a little more practical about it. What product does that represent? Like if I go and buy a product, what do you recommend?
Well, so because I work for a company that makes two spectacular sunscreens.
And I get commission off of it. I think we agreed before the show 90%. You take 10. Are we still there?
We're right there.
Well, let me interject for 1 second. Yeah. So I don't remember when it was, but it was a long time ago. You know, you had there was a big thing and they made colored sunscreens. And I've been a big proponent of using the minerals, or they actually work as a, how would you describe it? It's a physical barrier. So they basically reflect the UV rays, correct?
They do.
So this is, it's just a
like
mechanical,
a colored.
Yeah. So you remember the commercials and the lifeguard had like a red nose
or a white nose. I mean, when I was young, they were totally white. That's zinc oxide.
Just in the places that are most exposed, right? Like you can't cover your whole body in like a...
Well, you could, but you would look like a clown.
Now you can, because the technology has become much better. So in the past, when you saw zinc oxide, which was a color or white on somebody's nose, the zinc is a very large particle. Now in today's marketplace, you see zinc that's been micronized. And it has two advantages. One, the large particle zinc... I'm going to use an analogy of peanut butter. So let's say that you've got your piece of bread and you spread your chunky peanut butter on it, and you know some of the chunks roll over and then the bread's exposed.
Right.
So that would be like the large particles of zinc oxide used to be. When you put micronized zinc oxide on or micronized titanium dioxide, they're both physicals. Think of creamy peanut butter. So you spread it on, it's a nice thin layer, it covers your bread completely. So then you have a higher chance of not being exposed where it's missing because the particle's too large.
That's a good analogy.
That, and I love the way you said that. So we, you know, so I've got, Ryan's got, Ryan's got a couple of kids, and he doesn't want to go spray the bad crap on them because it's toxic and and that's bad. We don't want to do that. So, you know, that's why I've been a fan of the mechanical ones. And then, of course, when I started working with his clinical, there was another component, which we'll talk about in a second. But so
mechanical.
Yeah, so like the zinc, the physical.
The physical.
I'm sorry, not mechanical. The physical barriers that reflect the UV. So that zinc oxide, titanium dioxide, those kinds of things. So in the past, those things were, like you mentioned, they were thick, white, greasy, you know, hard to put on, and you look like a clown walking around. And, you know, as I was alluding to, they made them colored. You know, you get like red and yellow, and it was like a marketing thing.
Well, not to interrupt, Chad, we've got to take a quick break. We'll come right back, and let's talk a little bit more about which particular products people should look for. How about that?
You got it.
Okay.
Vertical Limit Fitness constantly strives for better. Better mind, function, fitness, capacity, and community. They accomplish this through bodyweight boot camp style classes and high-intensity functional fitness classes. From group classes to private training, Vertical Limit Fitness elevates your health and wellness while helping you become able to do anything and prepare you for everything that life may bring along. Call 918-409-1633 or visit their website at www.verticallimitfitness.com for more information and to sign up for a week of classes.
And we're back here with Dr. Chad Edwards. Chad, continue on what you were talking about earlier and the types of steps that, the steps that we can take and the products that you would recommend.
Yeah, so we were talking about that using the physical barriers of zinc oxide and titanium dioxide, which I've been a big fan of for a long time. But the problem is that stuff's hard to get on, thick, greasy, all those things. And Sue told me about the micronized, which I wasn't aware of. You know, I wasn't staying up on that piece. And so Sue told me about the micronized, and we talked a little bit about that. It's much easier to apply, things like that. So if you're out looking for a sunscreen and don't have access to IsClinical, or you can't get on the website and order it, which we don't have it up yet, but we will be soon having it available on our website. So what to look for if you're just getting a physical barrier, what should just a micronized zinc oxide, titanium dioxide?
What you want to look for in any sunscreen, really effective sunscreen, is micronized or zinc or micronized titanium. The other thing is by micronizing the particles, they become clear. So you actually can see through them. Then they're skin colored. In the drugstore, it's harder to find the high quality, really small particles, but you can find better product than they used to have in the past. But always look for micronized titanium or micronized zinc.
Okay, perfect. And you can find that on the Against the Grain website.
The revolutionhealth.org.
Okay, revolutionhealth.org website if people want more details. But let's go real quickly. People can also find about what we're about to talk about. Again, let's just make sure everyone that's listening understands the steps. I think you mentioned four steps.
For skin care.
For skin care.
So for skin health, the way we look at skin health is you want to cleanse your face first and foremost. Most people don't do a good job of it. And you need a cleanser that does not have any foaming ingredients in it because they strip the good things off. The next thing you want to do is put on a treatment product that addresses whatever issues you don't like about your skin or things that you would like to improve in your skin. The third step would be hydrate. Honestly, we think that the hydrate and protect in the morning is one step. So that would be sunscreen. You don't need an extra moisturizer. You just need sunscreen. At night, you would need the moisturizer to protect your skin during the night.
Gotcha.
That's perfect.
Yep, love it. Dr. Chad, you want to add to that?
So, she said
pretty much it. Yeah.
But the, you know, you mentioned earlier the encapsulated chemicals. Mm-hmm. So let's talk just a little bit more about that. And why did Is choose both a physical barrier and a chemical barrier and combine them? And what's the benefit to the patient?
For some sunscreens, the chemical does a better job at one of the UVs. So the UVB is actually better, are better suited to the chemical than the UVA is. The UVA is better suited to the physical, and we just wanted the best of both worlds. Again, we didn't want to do any harm, so we microencapsulated it so that it could not be absorbed. It also keeps it away from other ingredients, so then you can add beneficial ingredients into your sunscreen that add treatment products to the skin at the same time.
That's perfect. I love it. So this is, we can put this, Brian can put this on his kids. He doesn't have to worry about losing the rest of his mind if he uses it himself because of the toxins.
Quick. Yep.
And the advantage actually of using a physical sunscreen as opposed to a chemical sunscreen on your kids is they actually sit on the skin longer than the chemicals do. So then they stay in place better.
Okay. I think Sue's a pretty good salesperson. So let's close this deal, right? So for the people that are listening out there, tell me exactly where I can get the right product.
So the IsClinical makes two sunscreens.
IsClinical. Give me your website.
IsClinical.com is the website.
Okay.
We actually do not sell on our website, but you can find a dealer locator like Chad, so you could purchase our products.
So revolutionhealth.org.
Yep.
Correct.
You could find these products that she's talking about on revolutionhealth.org.
We are working on that piece, and we will be getting that piece up soon.
Okay. Great.
The two sunscreens we have are Eclipse 50 Plus, which is a
hot topic.
Is that okay? Keep going.
Which is a SPF of 50 that is the total physical, and Extreme Protect 30, which is an SPF of 30, which is a physical and a chemical, but it has treatment ingredients in it also.
Okay, so just repeat those real briefly again.
Eclipse 50 plus.
Eclipse 50 plus.
Extreme Protect 30 plus.
Extreme Protect. And most people out there listening, they might think this is a setup. We actually didn't talk about this before the show. So it's a good thing because this show is all about kind of an organic approach to things and just talking to real professional people like Dr. Edwards and Sue here. I can tell you that I think we've built a roadmap for people to do a best practice. Again, they can find these four steps at revolutionhealth.org.
That's correct.
And then, Chad, these products that Sue's mentioned will be coming soon to the website, of course.
They are available in our clinic, so if you're physically there, you know, if you can't get it any other way, just call our clinic. Our contact is on the website, so you can call if the website portion is not yet available, and we'll get it to you. And then once we get the website component up, you'll just be able to order it directly, add it to your cart and order it, blah, 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 blah.
I'm going to give you a shameless plug before we go. My father has Parkinson's, okay? One of my dad's favorite things to do is to go visit with Dr. Edwards, because Revolution is just one of those places that, for people that are listening to this podcast, it's a lot of information. Sometimes it can be overwhelming. As hard as we try to kind of pack it in 20 minutes, which is not a whole lot of time, right. I would recommend for anybody out there, just get a list of questions, get an appointment, go in and get an hour with Dr. Chad Edwards. And I think it'll be I know my dad always has great questions for you.
Your dad's awesome.
Yeah. Dr. Tom Wilkes, a plug for him. He doesn't have a website, but anyway, hey Sue, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Sue.
Well, thank you for having me.
Dr. Chad, we'll see you next time.
Have a great day.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards. Tune in next week where we'll be going against the grain.